Well, hello there, and welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh my goodness, it seems like it's been forever since I've been with you guys, but it was just last week. That's how long these days have been. I'm telling you, it has been such an amazing week. It just seemed like it's just stretched out because so much has happened. It is not the days, it's just that each day has been so overly just power packed and filling. I'm telling you, I have really had such an amazing week and such an amazing 3 months, especially with the launching of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am just so super excited about what all God is doing. I can't express it enough how grateful I am to everyone that has been, participating, everyone who has contributed, everyone who has done their part in making this thing such a success. I'm telling you, it has been just, the word I keep using is amazing. I'm just in awe of what God is able to do. He's able to do so much. So I'm so glad to be able to share this moment with you, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat listeners all over the world. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being a participant in all of the activities that's been going on. You've been there from the very beginning. You've been there from when we first started filming. You've been there from when all of the marketing. You've been there through everything in Detroit. I want to just give you so much love because you have been so supportive, and I can't thank you enough for all of Detroit love. I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you. And I also want to give thanks to, I want to give thanks to DC. I want to thank you all for all of the help and all of the support that you have done as well. And just everyone all over the world. I want to thank Jacksonville, Florida. I want to thank all of you for everything that you have done. It has been amazing. The phones are ringing. We got giveaways going on. I'm sorry. It's just all over the place this morning. But I also want to thank Petite's Famous Cheesecake, Patrick Chauncey Petit. You guys are so amazing. Y'all are in Oak Park and in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. I want to thank you guys for all of what you have done. You have done so much with the sponsorship and your beautiful, lovely, and fluffy cheesecake, which I love so much, and also your wonderful banana pudding cheesecake. Who wouldn't love all of that? I mean, I had a lot of treat days, y'all. I got to say, I got to get back on my grind. I've been really, really treating myself a lot. So anyway, with much needed rest, I'm back into DC and I'm getting my rest on and all of this stuff. But when I come in, it's so many more things that's going on. I don't want you to miss out. I promise you. Some giveaways. I promised you some surprises, and that's exactly what I'm going to give you. Today is surprise giveaway on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Day. I got comedian A-Train that's going to be joining in on all the fun. He's going to be updating us on some stuff, bringing us some funny, as he always does, straight out of Jacksonville, my favorite place to visit, my favorite place. I might end up being there for a long length of time someday. I love it so much, but y'all know, and I love, 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 love to visit. So anyway, I want to keep you updated on some things. First of all, I want to tell you about the Toni Braxton tour that's going on right now at the Motor City in Detroit, at the Motor City Casino last night, just last night in Detroit, Michigan. She did a fantastic job. Oh my goodness, she came in and she did an awesome job. She did an awesome, I had an awesome time in, doing her performances, and so everyone was really pleased with what was going on. Atlanta, Georgia, September the 22nd, y'all. Saturday, she'll be at the Johnny Mercer Theater in Savannah, Georgia, Saturday the 22nd at 7:30 p.m. You don't want to miss it, and guess what? Guess what? I got 4 tickets to give away. Now, this is what you got to do. I'm going to give you instructions soon. Tell everybody that they need to tune in. Tune in, because I don't want nobody to miss it. Tune in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Let them know that they can listen to us live on drginaprince.com and go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Then check on BBS Radio Station number 1. Why? Because we are number 1. I want you to tell all your friends to tune in. I don't want them to miss on the opportunity to be winners. us today, although you're winners all the time, but today is a special winning day on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and I don't want you to miss it. So many giveaways, so many surprises, so much going on, so much funny, A-Train coming through. We getting ready to get it in and bless you. So tell all your friends, and then if you want to tell them to call in, maybe you forgot the number, I'll give it to you again, 605-475-1600. Again, 605-475-1600. We worldwide, baby. Everybody's welcome to tune in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and be a winner today. I got tickets to Toni Braxton, 4 tickets in Savannah, Georgia at the Johnny Mercer Theater in Savannah, Georgia, September the 22nd at 7:30 p.m. You definitely don't want to miss it. Guess who's going to be there? I'm going to be there. I'm hosting the show, baby. You got to be there. It's going to be so much fun. You know she's going to bring it, and you know I'm going to bring it. It's all about bringing it and making sure that you guys have a great time. This is going to be a show that you don't want to miss. She's a legend. You got to check her out. I heard her performance again was off the chain yesterday. Detroit Motor City Theater Casino. She did her thing that last night. So you don't want to miss it. Also, I got giveaways for Health and Soul Fitness DVD. Yeah, we launched it this past Saturday, but I got DVDs to give away to you. I'm giving away 6 DVDs today. You want to tell people to tune in because this is going to be off the chain. This DVD is a blessing. It's going to bless you, your body, your mind, your soul. It's going to bless your household. It's going to bless your friends, your cousins, your aunts and uncles and everybody. You got to tell them all. Today is the day that they are winners. You're either going to get 4 tickets to Savannah, and I'm talking about Charleston, I'm calling you out. Jacksonville, Florida, I'm calling you out. Atlanta, Georgia, I'm calling you out too, because you all near Savannah, Georgia. Columbia, South Carolina, it's your time. Get your free tickets. Call in. And also, don't forget, you can always go in to be a winner. I want you to make sure that you tune in, because you don't want to miss this opportunity. You want to get your Health and Soul Fitness DVD today. I'm giving away 6 of those, and I'm giving away some Born Into Sin, Transform Into Destiny books today. You also don't want to miss that. This is a giveaway day and so much more. I'm telling you, this is a show you don't want to miss. I don't know what surprises A-Train has, but he's going to be bringing us some surprises and some funny again. Again, I just want to encourage you all. Listen, it's not easy to take a step out there, but listen, I love the fact that when God gives you strength to go ahead and try, it's no sense of sitting on the sidelines. Get in the game so you can win. I'm telling you, it may not be easy. And a lot of people may doubt you, but I'm telling you, as long as you have faith in God and as long as you are obedient to him, he will make a way out of no way. It doesn't matter where you're inadequate at, no matter how you feel, because he finds you adequate. He says that you can do all things. I think about Moses when he called him to set the captives free of the Israelites. The Israelites was in bondage, and the Lord said, go set my people free. And Moses felt very inadequate. And you know what? God's word still never returned to him void, because he sent them out there with his feelings and all. He told him to go, and Moses obeyed him, and he even gave him Aaron to work beside him so he can go ahead and get the job done. Later on, he found out that Aaron, he didn't even need Aaron, because Aaron wasn't on the same page with him. Aaron was more afraid than Moses thought he was. So listen, let me tell you something. God is going to make a way for you to get it done, and then later on, you'll find out that you really didn't need what you thought you needed. I'm telling you right now, God is a way maker, and whatever he says for you to do, he will give you a way to do it. I want to encourage somebody today that whatever is laying on your heart, whatever you've been wrestling with and saying, Lord, I can't do it. Lord, I'm afraid. Lord, I don't have enough. Lord, nobody's going to believe me. I'm telling you now, let the Lord take all of that, because the battle is not yours. It is his, and he will whoop every demon in hell. He will whoop them down before he let his word turn void, okay, over your life. He gave you a promise. You are a word. You are a spoken word, and everything that is connected to your name, he says that he will do. So I believe the report of the Lord, and you shall too. And if you do, you're gonna prosper. So listen, we're gonna take a quick break here, and then we're going to get back on again. So don't forget, this is an opportunity for you to tell your friends, because I'm gonna give you instructions when we come back. All right.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
All right. So as promised, I told you that I was going to give you specific instructions. So now that I got everybody tuned in, this is what I want you to do. For you to win, and I'm guaranteeing you that you will get your products, I need you to go on to myhealthandsoul.com. Again, myhealthandsoul.com. That is myhealthandsoul.com, myhealthandsoul.com. I need you to go on there, fill out the information form with your address and everything in it, and you're the first 10 people. The first 10 people, I'm going to say the first four people that want it. And I want you to specify in your notes what you're winning, what you're looking for. If you're looking for Toni Braxton tickets, I want you to put in specifically Toni Braxton, hashtag Toni Braxton. If you're looking for the Health and Soul Fitness DVD, I want you to put hashtag Health and Soul Fitness DVD. If you're looking for Born Into Sin, Transform Into Destiny, I want you to put in hashtag Born Into Sin, Transform Into to Destiny. And I'm telling you, the first four people that for the first tickets, because this is what I'm gonna do. Let me rephrase that, because they're two tickets a piece. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna give two tickets two times. Okay, so I got four tickets, but I'm giving away two sets. So listen, the first two people within the next 20 minutes that emails me that Toni Braxton tickets. If they hashtag me Toni Braxton, you will get those sets of two tickets. Okay, so I'm looking for whoever the first two people are to email me at myhealthandsoul.com in the next 20 minutes, and you will be a winner. I'm looking for two people. Whoever the first two people are, you will get a set of tickets, two tickets a piece. Okay. So that's the instructions. Go on myhealthandsoul.com and put hashtag Toni Braxton and get your tickets. I got two tickets to give away to two people. Okay. So listen, and also with the Health and Soul Fitness DVD, whoever emails me in the first 20 minutes on My Health and Soul and does hashtag whoever emails me on myhealthandsoul.com and hashtags me Health and Soul, then you will get, the first six people will get a DVD. And whoever else emails me at myhealthandsoul.com and wants Born Into Sin, Transform Into Destiny, the first six people that emails me hashtag Born Into Sin, Transform Into Destiny gets the Born Into Sin, Transform Into Destiny book. So you gotta go on myhealthandsoul.com. And again, I got two sets of tickets for two people. So it's a set of two tickets for two people. Whoever emails me at myhealthandsoul.com hashtag Toni Braxton gets a set of tickets. Whoever the first two people are, you will win. Also, I got six Health and Soul DVDs. Again, go to myhealthandsoul.com and hashtag Health and Soul, and you, whoever the first six people are, will get six. Each one of you will get your copy of Health and Soul Fitness DVD. And whoever is the first six people that want Born Into Sin, Transform Into Destiny, you got to go on myhealthandsoul.com, hashtag Born Into Sin, Transform Into Destiny. And the first six people, you will get you a copy of Born Into Sin, Transform Into Destiny. I got people waiting for you. They're looking for your email so they can go ahead and ship that out to you immediately. I am so excited for you and that you are going to be a winner today, because it's on and popping. We got Toni Braxton tickets, we got Health and Soul DVD, and we got Born to Sin, Transform Into Destiny. You can't lose with that. But anyway, while we're waiting for you to go ahead and do that, again, I want to talk about the Health and Soul Fitness DVD launch party. It was so exciting and so amazing. I think it felt like it was a wedding day for me. I had so many different emotions going. I was excited. I was nervous. It was so many different emotions, but it went on so wonderfully. And I was so glad to be able to talk to and get to know and meet and introduce myself to a lot of people that I didn't know. that came out again from the marketing and the interviews and all of that. It was just amazing. I had an amazing time. I was so overwhelmed with joy and so overwhelmed with excitement. I was excited. Everybody was excited. And it was just a real, real blessing. I gave away 100 DVDs and I gave away 100 Born in the Sin, Transforming the Destiny. And people bought DVDs and people bought Born in the Sin and Transforming the Destiny. So it was really, really a success. And I couldn't be more grateful. Again, I want to thank everybody that participated. I didn't want to forget my manager, Joe Meacham. He was amazing, even long distance. I wish he was there because that is what he does best, production and putting things together. And I just wish he was there, but I'm so glad that he still handled things from afar. And I just appreciate everything he's done. I just appreciate my investors. I appreciate everyone that took the time and contribute their talent. I want to thank Jerome Mongo for introducing me to so many wonderful, beautiful, artsy, creative people in the city of Detroit. I just want to thank everyone. Again, Petite's Famous Cheesecake, awesome. The DJs, Fast Freddy, he worked so hard and did his thing. He was working the front and the back. He was all over the place doing the hustle and the ballroom dancing. I just love him. I call him my uncle. I love him and his wife so much. That's my aunt and uncle. And of course, DJ Word is Bond did his thing. He is so talented as well, did his thing. And I want to thank the band that came. They were great. They played my favorite song, Hello. Corey Nichols, thank you for bringing them. I really enjoyed them a lot. I just know that God is going to continue to advance them and increase them and take them even higher and expose them even more. And I just really loved it. It was so eclectic and it just was so representation of me. And that's what I really wanted. I wanted it to be like a family affair and I wanted it to represent me, for the launch party in every avenue. So again, thank you, Miss Patty, and thank you, Natrice, and thank you to my cousin Andre, who also did his thing in comedy. I just appreciate it. I mean, everybody that did their thing, they put a lot of hard work in, and I can't thank everyone enough. Again, I just appreciate every bit of it. I've been sitting here in DC since I've been off the road, trying to rest and regroup and recapping the moments and trying to catch the pictures that people were posting on their thing, because I was so busy talking and networking and signing DVDs and autographing books that I did not even have time to take my camera around and take pictures myself. But I'm so glad that I did get some moments that other people had taken pictures. So I want to thank you for those of you that had such a good time and found it that you wanted to make it memorable to you, that you took the time to take pictures. Thank you so much. I also want to thank family that came out. People traveled. My sister Crystal, she came out and traveled. I appreciate that. I appreciate my cousin Keisha Prince, who also came out and traveled. I'm just going over it now, I'm just so overwhelmed with joy. I mean, Anthony Bond, he traveled and came out to DJ Word is Bound. I just appreciate everything that everyone has done. Even my investor came out and traveled. I appreciate you so much. I cannot thank you all enough. Even sitting up here talking now, I'm just overwhelmed with so much joy and gratitude for everything that was done. Truly, my heart was displayed on that at Bert's place. I want to thank Bert also for him letting us have it at that venue. I want to thank Darcy, the PR who did work behind the scenes, and Roderick, everybody, the filmmaker, everybody. I can't even thank everybody enough. I am so appreciative and full of gratitude. I have no words. I can't even think of any other bigger words to express how much I appreciate you all and how much I love you. I want to thank Angie Barrow for coming out, and state representative from the Sherry Gay. She came out. I really appreciate that. I just appreciate everything that everyone has done. God only knows that I'm praying that he bless you all more than even my words could ever bless you. I pray that he blesses you even the more. And I just thank you so much. Okay. With that being said, we're moving onward and upward. The launch party is over, but now we got Toni Braxton. I'm hosting that in Savannah, Georgia on Saturday, this 22nd at 7:30 a.m. at the Johnny Mercer Theater. You don't want to miss it. Again, I'm going to have so much fun with that. We got so many other things going on. I'll keep you posted on everything, but it's so much. When I came in, it was so many things that my manager was going over. I will be sharing with you dates and times for things that have been booked. But anyway, we're getting ready for A-Train. He's going to bring on some funny, and I'm going to be sitting up here laughing while he's talking, and we're going to go from there, all right? But we're going to take a quick second, and then he's going to join us. Thank you so much. I love y'all, Dr. Gina Radio Chat listeners. I love y'all so much worldwide, baby. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey, right. Here's my friend, my main man, A-Train. I'm the only one to say my main man, don't I, A-Train? I done made it like it's a part of your name. That's not his name. His name is just A-Train, but it's not just A-Train. It's the A-Train. But I say my main man because I just love saying that.
My main man. It's all good. Yeah.
All right. Well, go ahead. I mean, what's going on, A-Train?
Listen, well, you know, I'm down here in Jacksonville, Florida, and, you know, we're just getting over this hurricane and, you know, this bad weather down here. And I'm telling you, this storm has brought back so many memories because, you know, you were in a situation where, you know, you were away from electricity. You're away from social media, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like family time in a lot of households because you just had to, bunker down and just stick with the people in your household. And it brought back a lot of good memories. You know how when you grew up around your grandmama, you know what I'm saying? And the crazy things that your grandma used to say. And usually they don't have a lot that comes out of their mouth, Dr. Dean. They usually use about three words, you know. Like, for example, can you think of some of the things that your grandmama used to say? But when you think about it, she didn't use no more than three words, you know, like, you know, hush that fuck. You know what I'm saying? That was it, you know, or she hit you with, put it back. You know what I'm saying? Those are the kind of things you would hear, you know, growing up in the hood around your grandparents. So, you know, prayers out to Haiti, prayers out to the Carolina area. You know, and St. Augustine, you know, those are some of the areas that really got hit hard by the storm, man. But I just tell you, it brought back a lot of family memories and everything. So that's what we're doing down here on this end. How about you, Dr. Gina?
Well, you know what? We are sitting here now just, you know, we got family and friends that were in the storm. You know, I got a lot of family that was in Savannah, Georgia, that went to Augusta, Georgia for safety. So they're dealing with a lot of flooding and things like that in North Carolina, Florida. And so, you know, I mean, really, we're just praying for people and just trying to just, and of course, you know, people are praying for Haiti and things like
right.
that. We're just really trying to just stay afloat between the flood, the hurricane called Matthew, which, you know, they dead wrong for calling a hurricane, a storm, a monster, a disciple, apostle's name. Now, I take a
listen, when I heard them name that hurricane a name out of the Bible, I was like, oh, I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here. I evacuated Wednesday. You know, there's a lot of people that tried to get out Thursday and late Thursday evening. You know, then there was some people that just got stuck, you know, here in Jacksonville and in St. Augustine. But I'm telling you, the minute I heard them name that storm, a name at the Bible, I was like, no, sir. If this making the weatherman think about God, think about Jesus, I don't want no parts of it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Because we used to names like Hugo and all these other names. But listen, right. I'm telling you, I don't want them naming no more of them storms after no doggone apostle. They better not. I'm going to send my emails out. But listen, when
oh my God, man.
But but was, honestly, when you know, just even because I've been in had experiences with hurricane living in Myrtle Beach some years back, my ex-husband years ago, and so you know, my thing is I just wanted to make sure it was on the up and up, because I know how they over exaggerate things. You know, listen, they'll put the smallest little tiniest little thing on the air, especially on that Weather Channel, that even a, if I can blow and then she'll blow over, and then they're gonna put somebody so tiny, you know, up there. I'm trying to give the commentation of, you know, about the weather report, right? And here come a wind, and she can barely stand up. And now I'm, I ain't never dealt with no hurricanes and no tropical storms coming from Detroit. So I'm in there for the first time, my first experience, and I see this little tiny thing blowing all over the way. Can't even breathe trying to get a report. I told my then husband, I said, get me out of here. Where you got me living in? And why are we leaving? Why are we boarding up stuff?
Right. And, they
picked the right spot, right? They picked the right spot where the winds, you know, it's always a tunnel area where the winds are really extra heavy. Even it could be windy when it ain't no wind for really outside, but it's windy in this tunnel area. So they picked the areas that's the most windiest place, that's whistling the most, you know, because of the tunnel like. And then they go where the waters are slapping all over the place.
Exactly.
So you make it seem worse than what it is. I just wanted to make sure.
Trying to make a story, man. Listen, but I'm going to tell you, when I heard the governor say that this storm will kill you, those were his exact words. I was like, wait a minute, you know? I'm accustomed to the weatherman exaggerating, because like you say, they'll stand on a street corner and they'll pick a leaf off the tree and try to tell you how strong the wind blowing. You know, but the governor was saying, hey, this storm would kill you. I was like, oh, say no more. You ain't got to tell me twice. I ain't boarding up nothing, because I don't think hurricanes are allergic to wood anyway. I don't know why people feel like boarding up a window is going to protect you from a hurricane.
Right.
It ain't going to happen, brother. It ain't going to happen. I can't do it. I don't fool with cold weather. And I don't fool with storms. God dog it, I just cannot do it. No, sir. So I got on that road Wednesday. It was one weatherman. He got on TV. He was saying, you know, if you don't leave, this storm will kill you. And then he said, it'll kill you. It'll even kill your kids. I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh. I missed that one.
I say, this dude will be fired by Thursday. By next week Thursday, he ain't going to have a job. He even told everybody on the news, he was like, yeah, if you don't leave, this storm will kill you, and it'll kill your kids. Like, what in the world, man? That storm was crazy, man. It was crazy. But you did have some areas, you know, we kind of missed it a little bit, you know, those of us that were inland, you know, in Jacksonville, but along the coastline, like all those million-dollar homes, you know what I'm saying, Ponte Vedra, Atlantic Beach, Jacks Beach, St. Augustine, listen, they got wiped out, man. They got wiped out. And it wasn't so much the hurricane. It was the that storm surge, so the water, you know. So people out there with hurricane insurance, but their house got flooded, and they didn't have flood water insurance, so now they suck like Chuck. It's like you can't even do nothing. So.
Well, you know they don't want to give you flood insurance in the areas that flood the most. You know, they don't offer you that insurance.
Right. And you know, we have, you know, black people, you know how we do. You know what I'm saying? They didn't really look out for us, Dr. Gina. They didn't look out for us. They gave us an evacuation warning almost at the last minute because, you know, they got the good people with the rich stuff and the big houses. They got them out first. You had people in the hood trying to figure out if they were in an evacuation area. And my thing to them was, listen, if you see a Family Dollar anywhere in your neighborhood, I guarantee you your drainage system is poor. So you need to evacuate.
Wow.
If you're anywhere near a Family Dollar or a Dollar Tree somewhere in your neighborhood, I guarantee you, you need to leave now. Don't wait for the weatherman to tell you about you being okay, because I guarantee you, you're in a flood zone. Because- because they don't care about the hood. So that's what was going on this end, man. So I'm glad to know that you guys were cool up there, because, you know, you up there on that, it always missed Jacksonville somewhat, and then it hit, you know, the Carolinas and, you know, on up to, like, Virginia and in that area. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, the old people say that the hurricanes, they travel the route of the slave ship.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what they say. And they say because, you know, they had to dig those rivers out and dig those, you know, that ocean bed out, you know, for those ships to, you know, to be able to come in and take port. But, like in Jacksonville, you know, you have some people say, well, we didn't have slave ships to stop through here. So that's why the hurricanes always miss it. That's old folk talk right there. You know, that's what May Lee them be talking about. So, but, you know, and when you look at it, you can see a little truth in there. You know what I'm saying? Because it always from down in, you know, down in the like the Bahamas, like in the islands, you know, it takes that same course that the slave ships, you know, took as well. So I don't know. It may be a little something in there, Dr. Dean. I don't know.
Well, you know, then that makes it more, it's more spiritual. That's a warfare. That's why we need to pray against that. But listen, we're getting ready to take a short break. And I want to remind everybody again, you got about 5 more minutes. I got people emailing and everything. They're winning. They're winning the books. They are winning, especially those health and soul fitness DVDs. But I'm telling you, if you're in a Savannah area, you want to call in. I got a set for 2 people, 2 tickets for 2 people. All right, that's a total of 4 tickets, but I got 2 tickets for 1 person each, 2 people to win to go to see Toni Braxton live at the Savannah Johnny Mercer Theater on Saturday the 22nd, 7:30 p.m., where I will be hosting. You definitely don't want to miss that. All right, I'm calling again. All surrounding areas, Charleston, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia. Come on, y'all need to call on in and get, we'll go ahead and get these tickets. Go on myhealthandsoul.com if you're just tuning in, and go ahead and fill out the form, and then put hashtag Toni Braxton. If you're going for the Health and Soul Fitness DVDs, same process, hashtag Health and Soul DVD, and then hashtag Born into Sin, Transform Your Destiny if you're trying to win the books. You got about 5 more minutes, and we're going to take a break, all right? A-Train, you're going to hear from A-Train in a minute when we come back, okay? All right.
Hey, say what's happening, man? T.I.P. the King, good. Letting you know you listen to Dr. Gina's radio chat, man. Hold what you got in a minute.
Okay, that's good.
That's it.
All right, A-Train. So what's going on?
That's what. Listen, I want to congratulate you. I didn't get a chance to congratulate you on your fitness project, you know, because I was on the road, and then you guys were doing something special. But I didn't get a chance to congratulate you on air about your fitness project, and I just want to say thumbs up on that. And I know you worked really hard on that.
Oh my God, I can't, just thank you so much. Thank you so much, because we really did work hard on it, and we are just excited about the payoff. It is really rewarding when you have so many people that, you know, see what God is doing and see your efforts and your labor, and it's not in vain. So really, truly, it was really so overwhelming emotionally that I'm still trying to catch up on rest, you know, from the event, because it just really, not only is it about doing a project, but it's also, you know, connecting with people and, you know, getting the project out there. And a lot of people don't realize there's so much more to it than just doing something. You can write a book all day long. You can do a project all day long. And that's great. It's a great accomplishment. But then you have to do the behind the scenes to get it out there. It has to get out there. And so that's where the work done. That's why people, you see so many people when they do a CD, you know, they make their music or they do a movie. It's so much press and so much, you know, marketing and stuff, because you want the word to get out there that this project is done. And so that's really where the work comes in. And people don't realize that, you know, but once you take the first step and get something done, just that's a great accomplishment. I don't ever want to take, because I know people can barely get to that first step, and I want you to get to that first step. You know what I mean? But just know, in business, with anything, you have to, and this is for ministerial folks, you know everybody in church want to write a book, and everybody in church, you know, want to make a music DVD, but you got to be prepared for the work afterwards. It's right, a lot of work afterwards. You have to do the marketing. You have to be out there. You have to push it. You have to ask God to give you the direction of where's your field at to sow in, you know? So it's a lot of work. And so you know that. You've been in this business for a while.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I know, just to share with our listeners that, you know, the basis of this show is to inspire and encourage people in doing what they're supposed to be doing here on this earth. And yeah, you know, I'm a comedian, and yeah, you know, we got the funny side and the funny, you know, parts that we like to implement. But at its core, you know, we're here to kind of encourage you all to get started if you haven't started. Like make that first step, because that takes an effort, and it needs to be celebrated, because oftentimes, you know, we condemn people who haven't stepped out into doing what they're supposed to do. And when they do step out, we don't acknowledge it. So I just want to put out there and encourage, you know, our listeners, man, listen, you know, get going in the thing that you're supposed to be doing, you know, here on this earth. And like Dr. Gina say, once you get going, follow it up with the momentum, you know, follow it up with the, you know, with enthusiasm and work it, you know, work your project. And even like, the book that you're talking about and the, you know, the CD and the DVD about, you know, how people will put things out, and like what you're doing with health and fitness. Health and fitness is so important, you know, not just, you know, concerning, you know, all men, but especially, you know, people of color and our black brothers and sisters, because of our genetics, you know what I'm saying? And certain things that we just have to do more so than anybody else in when it comes to the area of health. And we just had last week, you know, Rodney Perry, you know, he just, you know, experienced a stroke, you know, and he's doing better now. He's doing rehab, and you can see him coming back full, you know, with a full strong swing. But my thing is, it's like, man, we got to take care of ourselves, because this road life, you know, it ain't nothing to play with. You know what I'm saying? We're tired. We're always going. And I'm just saying, you have to take care of yourself. And in addition to that, we just want people to know, be encouraged, step out on what you're supposed to be doing, and do it with everything that you have, so you can leave a legacy here in this earth and leave a sense of encouragement to other people. You never know who's watching you. You never know who you'll inspire or encourage to do what they're supposed to be doing. So I just really wanted to point that out, Dr. Jesus.
Well, you know, I love that, and I'm so glad, because this is when, you know, God brings people together. They have the mind, you know, like-minded of Christ, and so we're like-minded, and so that's why he brought us together, and I love everything you said. It's just confirmation, and I just want everybody, like you said, to be motivated all the time, because, you know, right. I'm very transparent, and you know that. I'm not gonna tell you nothing that I ain't been through or know for, you know, experience, and that would mean that I have done a lot. I've been through and seen a lot. But the one thing I can tell you is that, you know, it's you want to take the first step, and you want to make sure you want to finish the race. So in any case, you want to, in your mind, as a believer, as a child of God, you got to know that you are an overcomer and a victor, and you got to be challenged in some area to be an overcomer and a victor, even though we are, because of the blood of Jesus and the death, burial, resurrection of our Savior, we have already become an overcomer and a victor. But if we're not living like that, then that means there's some areas that we're stagnated in, and we need to challenge those areas so we can live up to the potential of that priceless. I mean, it his blood was shed is priceless, and if that was just so that was given to us to live, then we need to challenge those areas that's not living up to that expectation, that level of being priceless and of excellence. And so that's what I want to tell you, is that, you know, to finish, to be in a race, and the Bible says, you know, that I keep my eyes on the prize. I got to finish the race. You got to get in it. So that's what I'm telling you. Be have the mind to get in it, but then you got to keep in your mind that you got to finish. It ain't over just because you started it. You got to, once you take that step, your mind should be on finishing. Your mind be on, you know, completion. Your mind should be on that my labor is not in vain and that I will not stop until Father says to stop. So that's what I want to motivate people in, because sometimes people get started on something and because it's not popping off the way they thought it should right away, then they just sit on it and let it die. Listen, every seed got to be watered. Every seed got to water. You got to separate the weed from the tear. You got to nurture. You got to care. You got to reinvest your time, your talent in it.
Yeah.
You got to keep it fresh or it will die. And so that's what I'm saying to you. Yeah,
and I want to say this too. The other week I was in Atlanta at the Comedy Get Down at the Phillips Arena with D.L. Hughley, George Lopez, Sid the Entertainer, Charlie Murphy, and the very funny Eddie Griffin. And we were all backstage after the show talking. And DL shared something with me that I think will be really good to tie in with what you're saying. Because a lot of times people think they need to do everything by themselves when you can't. And if you're trying to figure out the type of people you need to surround yourself by, you know, in order for you to achieve and push your vision even further, DL told me this. He was saying, he said that you have to work with people you respect, because when you center yourself around, you know, people that you respect, and he was talking about like his circle, and he was just sharing some gold nuggets with me. He was like, you know, for me to do the same, surround yourself or work with people that you respect, because when you respect them, then you would do what you need to do as an artist or as, you know, an entrepreneur or a business owner or whatever you're doing in your craft. You would do what you need to do because you don't want to let them down. You know what I'm saying? And you want to make sure that you're bringing something to the table and that you're encouraged by their level of excellence. So it's all, like you said, you know, in your statement about, you know, how you feel like it was destined that, you know, we connected and we vibe because we share a like-mindedness concerning, you know, a multitude of things. You know what I'm saying? So it's important to surround yourself around people that not only you that you like or that you admire, but you respect. Because when you do that, you automatically put yourself at a seat where you would never come off of your grind. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
totally.
That was really good. I thought that was really good. And it's like, you know, even in this comedy game, man, you know, we hit the stage. You know what I'm saying? We go out and bring smiles and joy, you know, to other people and families. But at the same time, there is a real personal laser beam focus, you know, on the inside and behind the scenes. And it's like, you know, you have to really, you know, cater to, I like what comedian Michael Jr. says. He said, not only cater to your what, but you always have to be mindful of your why. You know, why are you in this? You know, why are you doing this? You know, and anytime you're focused, And at a place where you always, you know, acknowledge your why, then the what will come easy. You know what I'm saying? And then the what doors, you know, they will open up easily. And a lot of times people fret, you know, people trying to figure out what route to take, what direction to go, who to talk with, you know, who I need to get to make this happen, when all of that is kind of really out of your control. You just have to be focused and stay diligent to the why factor. You know what I'm saying? And then all that other stuff would just fall in place like it has for so many of us. You know, we just stayed true to it and stayed in motion. And you look up and you have this awesome, you know, legacy that you're implementing and creating when, you know, it's not due to your power, but it's all because, you know, God is opening the doors and we're just walking through. So I just wanted to encourage somebody on it. I really did. So,
And that's good. So what do you think about this? I mean, just to shift gears a little bit, because, I mean, you guys out there, y'all need to just get it done. Look, I'm going to play mama for a second. Get up and get something done. And go ahead and stop stolen and do it. Just do it, like Nike say.
Just do it.
That's all. Because, I mean, you're going to always get the support here. I'm always looking for people to, you know, go ahead and talk about their passions on this air. I'm all, if it's, you know, your food, your clothing, your lipstick line, whatever it is that you got going on, I don't have any problems with displaying you on this radio chat. I mean, I have celebrities on here, but I always feel like all of us are celebrities. All of us got something that each other needs, no matter if you're on TV or if you're making music or, you know, you're behind the scenes or you're just getting started. We all got something. We all got a product that we all need or would like to use. So, you know, my thing is everybody has an opportunity here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. But I want you to register to vote, right? This is you need to register to vote, and you need to register to vote right away. If you got some family members or friends that, you know, Susie, Bob, or Bebe, or Susu, and Cuckoo, and they ain't registered, you better get them to register to vote. That is so important. Wouldn't you say, A-Train?
It's absolutely important. And, you know, looking at these the debates that have taken place here lately, I'm like, you know what? At one point, after this last debate, I was like, surely the flag will be lowered on tomorrow, because this is just not a good place. You know what I mean? So I definitely want to encourage people to get out and vote, because it's some weird stuff going on, man. And, you know, we got to show up. We got to show up. And I know a lot of people say, man, I don't like either party. You know, I don't like Hillary, and I don't like, you know, Trump. And we're saying, you know, so therefore they feel like, I'm not voting at all. No, for you not to vote is you actually voting for the person that you probably really don't want to be in office. So definitely make sure you register, and let's get out there and do what we're supposed to do as a people.
Exactly. I mean, everybody has just been in such an uproar about his, just all of it. And it's so amazing to me how people are still... I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you can weed out foolery. Like, I don't know. I don't know how that balance is. Like, I don't know how I can trust somebody. I don't know how people can look beyond that and trust somebody, you know, in such serious situations. Like, I want to know that you're in control and that you're, you know, stable. And, you know, I just don't know how people can look beyond all of that and still find logical, reasonable,
reasons to justify
to vote for him. Yeah. Like, I just don't see it. I've listened to both sides. I've listened to people argue his point of views. And I mean, they make sense. And yeah, he want to protect the borders, and, you know, he want to bring in jobs and all of that. But how can you get all of that when all of you listening to is a bunch of foolery? I mean, setups and entrapments and all of this old gossip, and it's just too entertainment for me, you know?
Yeah. President Obama would not have been able to do out of the things that Donald Trump has done, has said, has affiliated with, has portrayed, and continued to implement. President Obama, when he was running or in office, would have they came up against President Obama when he was running for president. They came up against him just because of the church that he used to attend and what that particular pastor would say, you know, or tend to say over the pulpit. They tried to railroad President Obama about that. But here it is. You have a man that is doing and saying 10 times, 1,000 times worse than anything that, you know, the standards that they try to hold other people and other, you know, candidates up to. And then when it comes down to Donald Trump, this man, every time he show his hand, they call it something else. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I don't even understand how he could even be at this stage of the race.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't even understand
that. Tell you, I don't know. I'm nervous about this election. I mean, I just really got to keep myself prayed up, honey, and that's going to be it. I tell you, I don't know. But listen, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to go ahead and but y'all need to register to vote regardless. Your voice got to be heard. You need to pray about everything, you know, pray about everything, but you got to register to vote. All right, well, we'll take this break. H-Man, when we come back, he's going to get us updated on what's going on with him this week, and also how you can be connected with him, and he might have something for you. I don't know. All right, well, we'll be back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Okay, everybody, on my Instagram, H-Train just informed me. I said September the 22nd is October the 22nd for the Toni Braxton Show. October 22nd, it's coming up. Oh, my goodness, I've said September. Where am I at? There's so much stuff going on.
October.
It's October, y'all. And if y'all know that we in October, then y'all know I'm talking about October 22nd. Oh, Lord Jesus. I told y'all I was catching up on rest. A-Train, thank you for giving me that clarity. But can you please go ahead and let everybody know what's going on this week?
Listen, we out here hitting these stages. This weekend, I'll be at St. Augustine University up in Raleigh, North Carolina, performing for their homecoming. So I'm excited about that. That's this Saturday, October 15th. I will be in Raleigh, North Kakalaki. So, I'm bringing my fellas with me. I'm bringing comedian Vince Taylor and also comedian Caesar Bell. We're going to hit the stage together and bring some funny up there to St. Aug homecoming. So, you know, St. Aug and Shaw University, you know, they're like the biggest rivalry in that area. So, even if you attend Shaw, come on out and get some of this funny, man. just don't let nobody know you from Shaw. But come on out there and meet us at St. Aug. I want everybody to come out, you know, as we have a good time this Saturday. And then also, November the 3rd, I'll be opening up for Bilal at the Ritz Theater. So I'm excited about that. So right now, we're focused on this weekend. And then next month, I'll be on the road with the Kings and Queens of Hip Hop as well. So we're back on that with DMX. You know, they even added Dougie Fresh to the tour. So this is going to be real hype. So it's going to be nice.
Oh, man. Dougie Fresh, yeah. That's my man. You know, I might pop up and surprise you again on one of them dates.
That's what's up.
Yes.
And,
yes.
That's Columbia, South Carolina. That's on October the 11th, and then, not October, but November the 11th, and then Raleigh, I'll be back up there again on the 13th of next month, and then on the 20th, we're at Atlanta Fox Theater. So that's the King and Queens of Hip Hop Tour next month that I'll be on hosting that, and then, like I say, this month, this weekend, I'll be at St. Aug University for their homecoming, so. You can always follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live, and you can follow me on Facebook under A-Train Live, and I also have another page on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens, and then, of course, there's a Facebook page for that as well on Do It Again and See What Happens. So get at me. I'm out here.
You got to get at them. Well, listen, I got to remind you again, October the 22nd, Saturday, October the 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Savannah Johnny Mercer Theater. We are going to see Toni Braxton live, and that's where I'll be hosting that, and I'm super excited about that. Then we got Ja'Kalen Carr, and we got Ja'Kalyn Carr, and they're doing the gospel tour in November. I'll have the dates posted up for that. We got Pastor Shirley Caesar that's going to be on that, and so much more. So I'm looking forward to announcing that too. So much is going on. We got stuff popping, y'all. Y'all got to stay connected. I'm on all social media. You know that, Facebook, Instagram, Dr. Gina R. Prince or Gina Prince. Go on Dr. Gina R. Prince or Gina R. Prince. And check me out on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and all of that. Listen, we love you so much.
That's what's up.
It's a lot going on. But listen, right. When God got you, that's what it is. You're talking about hurricanes. It'd be whirlwinds going on. And you just right. Got to hold on, right?
Right. Absolutely. But we getting it. We getting it.
But listen, lots of love. And it's such an honor to be able to share these times with you all and to motivate you to get yourself started. And if you started, don't quit. And if you're in the midst, keep going. Just pray for supernatural strength, because God is going to break it through. I promise you he will. It's nothing that you're doing in vain. It's not in vain if you're doing it pleasing unto God. And it's going to bless so many people. You don't want to miss the opportunity to be a blessing. You got to be blessed to be a blessing. All right. Well, anyway, listen, I want you to stay healthy, y'all. It's all about, we got our winners for the Toni Braxton tickets, the giveaway. So I'm super excited. I got word on that. We done gave out the DVDs. We done gave out some books. So I feel very much accomplished on Giveaway Wednesday today with Dr. Gina's radio chat. My main man, A-Train, came in and gave us some words of knowledge along with a couple of laughs there. So, and also you got to stay in touch with him, because he's a busy man. And so he touring all over the nation. So you got to stay connected with him so you can catch him. He is the show. He keeps it together. I mean, all of the acts are wonderful, but A-Train holds it down in between when they running late, when they set changing and all of that. You don't want to miss him. He will keep you entertained. I'm telling you, it's worth the ticket. All right. So listen, stay tuned for all the other things that he's got going on. And I want you to listen. This is about wholeness, mind, body, and soul. I want you to be healthy. I want you to be whole. I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I love you. Don't we love them, A-Train?
Absolutely. Love them beyond life. Yes.
Loving you, Dr. Gina. And listen, just a reminder, A-Train got some surprises coming up in the weeks to come, so you don't want to miss it. Tell all your friends. They don't want to miss Dr. Gina's radio chat. Loving you guys. Talk to you soon.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.